Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Professor, we find Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. Hello, Greg.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Greg, here is a question we're getting from fans, and I don't actually have the answer, and I think you might, but you might not either, so here we go. What is the explanation for why we haven't heard Ben Cherington on his radio show a lot in the last month?
Well, actually, that he kind of sets that schedule with our director of broadcasting, Mark Garda, well in advance. He's been doing this over the years. He tries to get his assistant GMs in that show at least a couple times during the year. So it's not unusual.
Is there any reason, though, where he might, if he knows that the team is under a lot of scrutiny, might want to say, I'll put you guys off further down the line and maybe I'll sit in for you because people have a lot of questions right now? Like, that's the only thing I would think of there, that schedule could be malleable depending on the situation, Greg.
I don't know that. There's always a lot of times, like in the instance this past weekend, he had already planned a travel day. A lot of it has to do with his family, seeing events and so on. So I think the timing of it, it maybe appears that he's, putting these guys in there to avoid scrutiny. But he's faced the fire before. He's going to face it, on Sunday. From my knowledge, again, I'm told the schedule in advance, as is Joe. It has nothing to do with how the team is playing.
If you were interviewing him today, what would be the biggest question you'd want answered from him, Greg?
I interviewed the assistant GM and pretty much Kevin Graves this past Sunday, and I asked him what I would have asked Ben. I went through the list of injuries, asking about Gene Lamont had just been named the previous Sunday. I think he was on, actually, the previous Sunday at home, if I recall, with Joe, and they talked about firing Shelton. So, those are the things, asking about, obviously, the offense struggling and what can you do about it, that
kind
of thing.
He said at his press conference when Shelton got fired that if you squint, you see a winning team. I'm squinting, Greg. I might need glasses, I guess, because I'm looking. I don't see a winning ball club. I see a really bad ball club. I see one of the worst hitting ball clubs in the history of baseball, as a matter of fact.
I think what he meant there, I don't think he said he sees a winning team. I don't think that's what he said, Andrew. I do believe what he said and what he meant. You don't have to squint hard to see guys that, again, I'm paraphrasing, maybe even putting words in his mouth for what I understood that to mean.
Here's the quote. I had the exact quote here.
Go ahead.
Think you have to squint too hard to see a stronger team on the field in 2025.
Okay, stronger team. So, and I was just looking, because I'm on TV tonight, I'm just looking at that, just trying to figure this out, and you call it what you will, but I'm looking at guys' careers OPS, in the starting lineup tonight for the Pirates. Starting with O'Neill Cruz, his OPS this year is 781. He's actually underperforming. His career OPS is 767. Stop me, by the way, if you guys are bored by this, but I find it kind of interesting. McCutchen's OPS this year is 697. His career OPS is 827. Reynolds, 603 OPS. Career is 809. Bart had a 799 OPS last year at 732, so he's about getting close to where he probably should be. Horowitz, just in the lineup, his career OPS, 774 in the big leagues, 115 games. It's 833 in the minor leagues. Canario, just starting in the big leagues, so it doesn't count. His OPS currently close to 700. Key Brian Hayes, 689 career OPS, currently 598.
I'll stop you Adam with this Frazier. One and throw one in,
Go
Greg.
Ahead.
Tommy Pham, career OPS 765, currently 481. How much longer can they afford to keep trotting him out there?
I don't know, but he's not in the lineup tonight. I was just looking at tonight's lineup. Like, so Frazier, 708 career, 581 this year. Triolo, 643 in 211 games. This year, it's 482. And so going back to the question about squinting to see a better team, I think that's what he means, that, you know, you look at these guys, they are really, many of them are pretty much underperforming to, I think, where they thought they would be at this point of the season, and probably including Pham.
But in so many of these cases, like in McCutchen's case, he's 38. There's no reason to expect he's going to be that good anymore. Pham,
no, not
37.
I agree. He's not going to be.
Frazier,
he's not
33. Like, these aren't players who are on the upswing other than maybe Cruz, and you would hope maybe Bart is a late bloomer offensively.
Well, and certainly Reynolds, right?
Yeah, although he's 30 now, too.
He's 30, and I don't feel like Brian is necessarily aging, like, you know, athletically. I don't know how he ages gracefully because he's never been the most fleet of foot. Like, I'm very concerned about him, Brownie, because he's supposed to be their most consistent offensive performer, and it just does not look like it's there at all with him.
Well, I think this happens when you see guys that are struggling as mightily as he had. People start to wonder. But, you know, we've seen him go through maybe not this kind of a struggle, but in his career previously. And by the end of the season, lo and behold, look what happens. His numbers are right about where we figured they would be. And I don't, you know, I'm not smart enough to know the reason for these struggles for some of these guys offensively. And I've heard everybody say, you know, that's just what they are. And maybe they are. I'm not saying you're wrong or anybody else is wrong. I'm saying Tommy Pham, you know, is not going to be a 750 OPS guy. Maybe Tommy Pham, when you get to your mid-30s, you know, 35, 36, 37, 38, whatever that might be. I talked to a guy I respect after Carlos Santana's year with the Pirates. And there's a longtime baseball guy I was talking to over that winter and discussing about the first base position. And I said, boy, I'd love to see the Pirates re-sign Carlos Santana.
Yep.
And he said, I don't know what Santana's age was at that time. I think it was 37, might have been 38. And that's kind of critical because he said, boy, you have to really watch it when a guy hits that. No, I think it was 38 maybe with Santana. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But he said, you really have to watch it because – they can decline really fast at that age. And he said, I would be really, he's not with the organization, but he's a really good baseball guy that I respect over the years. And he said, you have to really watch it. And he said, I would not, if I were the Pirates, I would not re-sign him. And that has stuck with me when I see guys like Pham and quite honestly, you know, Andrew knows he's I'm sure headed toward, the tail end of his career. Don't know when that'll be, but that's not therefore. I mean, you know, Reynolds is not in that category. So I'm not thinking that Reynolds has slipped that much that he's not going to resurface and end up having that type of season that we talked about.
Greg, what's your response to the national media now? Jeff Passan has really led this charge in this crusade, talking about Skeens and how the Pirates are going to get calls about Skeens at this trade deadline and making it seem like, well, heck, if the Pirates are not going to give this guy a second contract and they're not close to winning, they might as well trade him. What's your thought on that?
I think it's ridiculous and absolutely absurd. I just think that's my opinion. I shake my head that these guys just throw. They treat the Pirates in Pittsburgh like we're second-class citizens. And don't give me the garbage about what the record is and not spending money. It's not right. It's not fair that they any year, no matter what the Pirates' record is, I would say that. It's just absurd. You know, Paul Skeens is not going anywhere, and the talk of it of a trade is just, again, it's absurd.
Greg, what is your take on the reports that are out there? Nothing confirmed yet, still in stone, that it's looking more and more like Tommy John is likely for Jared Jones. If that does in fact come to pass, do you have any sense of what like the philosophy might have been that led them to try to wait and wait and wait and hope the arm got better before they might end up having to go down that road now?
Well, I think it's always up to the player. And, you know, I think that's why Jared went for that second opinion. I think he was hopeful that he would get an opinion that somebody said you don't, you know, that maybe if you go this route, you know, rest and then go through the throwing program later in the summer, it has a chance. And I that to me, that's the competitor of Jared Jones. You know, if and that's a big if that he ends up having to have it. It just goes to show you that what he wanted to battle through. He did not want to take any time off. He didn't want to take off time last year when he was placed on the injured list. He is an ultra-competitive guy, and I think he was looking at every possible option to avoid the worst-case scenario. I think that's it's always up to the player. Always is up to the player. Organization can only support the player. You can't force them to do anything.
So, if the Pirates felt like it might be heading that way and even a second opinion, they let the player make the decision, but they're a little bit skeptical. Like, I guess my, not issue here, but the downstream effect of this, if it does end up Tommy John with Jared Jones, is he loses all of this year. And now, because of the timing of it, if it happens, he loses all of next year too. And we don't see him till 2027. Because of this, because of a desire to try to stay in there and find another way, Greg.
Yeah, I know. And same thing, exact same thing happened, you'll recall, to Jameson Taillon. Exact same thing. It was during the season, and if the dad got it, well, but he wanted to try other options. I guess I would ask you guys, what would you do if you're the Pirates? I mean, and or Jared Jones for that matter. And maybe the player and the players have done that after, you know, what they go to see a guy and he recommends something and they go, okay, let's get it done now. But we've also seen we saw it with, I think, Gerrit Cole a couple of years ago. He went and talked to them about trying to get through the season, and he did. And unfortunately ended up having to have Tommy John this year. But it's a tough balance because you've got to support the player. You can't say, you know, hey, this looks bad and you should do this. You got to do this. You know, we could recommend something. This is what our guy recommends. And this is what our physician recommends. And I think the Pirates have the best doctors in baseball. I'm prejudiced toward them, led by Pat DeMayo at AGH. I think they're brilliant. And they do fabulous work. But if the guy says, I want to go somewhere else and ask somebody else, you have to support him.
Greg Brown, check him out. He'll be on the TV side tonight. Pirates and Reds. Pirates look to score more than 4 runs for the first time since April 22nd and look to end that 4-game losing streak. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.